live in a world where we get constantly bombarded with perspectives, teachings and points of view. What to believe, who to listen to. Here, I will provide some alternative perspectives. Here, you are encouraged to check for yourself, form your own informed opinions and make up your own mind. From the spiritual to the mundane, join me every week as I dive into some of the biggest and smallest issues facing us all. Hello and welcome to the vodcast of Layered Joy.
It needs to be said, first of all, that I've always been at least in principle a Republican. That doesn't mean that I have anything personal against the royal family. I don't. It just means I don't think that a royal family in principle is necessary or should be necessary in the 21st century world. However, I'm also not supportive of those who choose to use such a difficult time for many in this country and around the Commonwealth and indeed the world in order to troll their disparaging commentary on the royals all over social media. It's akin to telling someone who just lost a family member how much he hated them. To do such a thing is beyond reprehensible. I'm also not arguing with 1,000 years of tradition. I'm not suggesting that we should abandon our royals. They have been an important part of British life for a very, very long time. That they are still very important to the people of this country was clearly evidenced during the period of mourning and the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II. Huge crowds up and down the country turned out to say goodbye to one monarch and herald in the new. The emotion generated by the huge whole spectacle of pageantry around laying the Queen to rest has had a profound effect on millions of people in this country and possibly billions of people around the world. For sure, it all had an effect on me also. For some reason, as I watched the whole thing unfold, I became very emotional, and I'll admit to having shed a tear or three over her passing. This came as quite a surprise to me, especially considering my general views on monarchy. But regardless of my political views, the royal family has been an integral part of this country's history for so long that it feels almost inconceivable that a day will come when they are no longer there. Does that mean that I'm really a royalist in disguise, somehow kidding myself of having one view when really my heart comes from somewhere different? This could all be interpreted that way for sure. On the other hand, perhaps I just let all the pageantry get the better of me. Perhaps I would have been better off not watching it all unfold the way I did. It's important to remember that such a spectacle is designed to evoke lots of emotion, and this is also why I waited until after the funeral was over to take a step back and reconsider where I'm really wanting to come from regarding all of this. I needed to let go of all the emotion generated within me from the spectacle of pageantry I had just immersed myself in. Until the new king's coronation, it's over for now. Of course, the news will still be full of it for a bit after, but having made an exception for this occasion, I mostly ignore the news anyway. So, having put myself through that, where does it all leave me? I find myself wondering whether it is all worth it. I'm not necessarily thinking financially. I do get the argument that the royals cost a lot, but I also get that as long as enough people love them and want to see them, then they will also make a lot. When I say, is it all worth it, I'm really thinking about everything else that revolves around them. The Queen herself will have been dismayed and disappointed in her own family many times during her 70-year reign, as one controversy after another has hit the royals over time. Mind you, looking back over history will tell you that that's nothing new. But do we need it in the modern world, with all that it comes with, all the baggage, all the controversy? For me personally, the answer is still no. The Queen's funeral hasn't changed my political view on the subject. But it has enlightened me on something important that I still have to acknowledge. That is that for most here in the UK, and many in the Commonwealth and around the world, People are just not yet ready to give up on these important royal figureheads. The question is, where does that leave Republicans? The short answer to that is that, as you know, has been the case up till now, it's important to accept the status quo, even if you don't agree with it. As with everything else in life, it's important not to stress about what you can't change and instead manage the things you can. I can guarantee you that continuing the negative and disrespectful rhetoric around the royals isn't going to make them go away. It doesn't matter whether you are hating on a specific one or all of them in general. Hating them all over social media is like throwing stones but always missing your target. The people you hurt aren't those, you know, who you think you're aiming at. And at the end of the day, if you're being a troll, most people will just ignore you anyway. Remember that hating on someone you can't reach only hurts you and has no effect on them whatsoever. This is also the reason that cancel culture won't work long term, and why all the negative tactics used by some, such as ad hominem attacks on people instead of reasoned debate, will fail long term also. Any effect you have with such tactics is negligible at best and usually only temporary. It doesn't matter what side you're on, or even on the topic being discussed. You can't win with negative attacks. In the long run, you only hurt yourself and do nothing good for your cause. Instead, bide your time and engage in reasoned debate, avoiding any temptation to attack people on a personal level. Save your energy for the long game. As for misbehaving royals, don't give them any limelight to bask in.
I hope you really enjoyed this episode. If you did, please share far and wide so others can benefit too. And download the podcast audio so you can listen again whenever you like, wherever you like. You can also subscribe to my channel, view and comment on all vodcast episodes by visiting lairdjohn.com. Thanks for listening to the vodcast of Laird John. I've been your host, John McVeigh.